2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dejanovic.
We are so excited to take part in yet another Utah Gives Back event, always presented by Select Health, our friends over there. Their involvement today, our involvement today, and we are focused on Volunteers of America. This is a large organization. When I was at KSL 5 TV, I did a number of stories with them. They are so helpful to so many people in our community, Dave. And today we're going to focus on teenagers experiencing homelessness and the help the Volunteers of America give to our teens in the community.
I've known a lot of kids like this. For several years, I worked in a facility, kind of a rehab facility for kids that have been experiencing homelessness, that were, really struggling with drugs and alcohol and crime, and so I've known a lot of these kids, and I know how difficult it is for them. I became very close with many of them. And it's hard, especially when you see these kids at a very young age, and they're 14, 15 years old, struggling. And I knew how crucial it was to get these kids help on so many levels.
Sydney LaCour, did I say that your last name right? Hello?
You did.
Hi. It's good to talk to you, Sid. You're the Division Director of Youth Homeless Services at Volunteers of America. So appreciative of everything Volunteers of America has done for teens in the Valley and beyond. Give us an idea of what kind of services the organization does offer.
So happy to be here. Thank you so much for spotlighting this important issue. It's obviously something that I care deeply about and very proud of the work that we do. So probably the biggest place that gets a lot of attention is our Youth Resource Center. So we have a large building on 9th South and 4th West where we basically just try to meet, just simple needs of the youth that are experiencing homelessness. So between the ages of 15 and 23, any youth that are at risk of homelessness or experiencing homelessness are welcome to come into our facility. We just try to meet their basic needs. We have like clothing and food items, and we serve three hot meals a day. We have kind of what was being spoken to. Some of them do struggle with substance use, so we have, clinicians that can meet with them and just try to have that that support there for them.
Sydney, that was one of the things in my experience when I saw it, when I met these kids, when I, worked with them. It was so hard to look at these, and at times it was 13, 14-year-olds with real problems and real addictions and real struggles. It was so incredible to realize how much of a problem this was and conversely, how desperate their need was.
Yes. Yes, I think that's a great way to put it. That's exactly it's a pretty stark contrast from, I think childhood and especially like the coming of age time frame is always really challenging, and to not have that support makes it even more challenging. And so really that's the need that we try to fill is just simply showing up for the youth and trying to provide that support for them, as many of them are in the circumstances that they are because they lack adult support.
Yeah.
within their nuclear families, you know, it makes it really hard.
Well, and sometimes I think, you know, we look at people that are experiencing homelessness and we can be callous at times. You know, maybe they did it to themselves. These are their choices. When you see kids, none of that comes in. It is just it. When I look at them, my heart absolutely breaks and goes out. And I think, you know, unless your heart is made of absolute stone, you look at these kids and you're like, whatever it takes to help them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's a totally different demographic than the adult homeless population. And yeah, it's there's a high need for support there.
Sydney LaCour is the Division Director of Youth Homeless Services for the Volunteers of America. It is another Utah Gives Back. KSL News Radio, so proud to be a part of this with our friends at Select Health. Sid, I want you to give us an idea of what you wish more Utahns understood about the youth in our community who are going through homelessness. What can we do as adults to better understand what they're going through?
So, I mean, I think I really would like to drive home the point of, you know, lack of support is really where a lot of our youth are struggling. And so we've made efforts and strides to also start addressing the homelessness issue much earlier. In 2020, there were 13,000 students, over 13,000 students in Utah that were experiencing homelessness. And of that, 2,500 of them were unaccompanied. And so we're making an effort in addition to meeting their needs once they are homeless to also provide prevention services. So we have we target, you know, Title I schools in the Salt Lake Valley, and we do prevention efforts as along with like we do classes in the schools along with mentoring. So we do one to one adult mentoring within the community. And I think, I mean, to drive home kind of the point that was already made, what I wish people knew in our community about youth that are experiencing homelessness is it's not, you know, it's they're victims of their circumstances. And it's really up to our community to kind of rally together and offer the support that they need to change that trajectory and to help them on the path to self-sufficiency.
What happens if we can't reach these kids, if we can't get them early on?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's exactly what we see that in the adult homeless system. I think that that's exactly where they're, you know, they're targeted to become. And that's where all of their a lot of their families have also been.
Sydney, thank you so much for joining us. We know we're going to continue our coverage of Utah's Gives Back throughout the show at Thanking Volunteers of America, spotlighting their great work to help teenagers in our community experiencing homelessness. That was Sydney LaCour. She's the Division Director of Homeless Youth Services for Volunteers of America.
And I know there's a lot of help from the community. I know that Associated Foods, for example, they donate food that goes toward these little grab-and-go bags for the youth served by this resource center. I love that the community will step up and say, well, you know what? I can at least do this. This is a little piece of expertise or something I can offer.
Earlier in the show, right out of the gates in the 9 o'clock hour, you heard from a dad who's very desperate to find his 13-year-old daughter and her friend, Ocean. Ellie and Ocean have been missing since Monday morning when they ran away from their middle school. And now this Riverton father is at a loss. He called the show. You could hear the desperation in his voice. They do not have any leads yet on where they could be. They're hopeful they're still in the Riverton area. Think maybe perhaps somebody is harboring them in their home, giving them a safe place to stay. We're going to continue our coverage here of this very important developing story involving this Utah family and an entire community who is out searching for Ellie and Ocean. The chief of police of the Riverton Police Department calls the show in 5 minutes.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.